welcome back to another episode of Intrusive Thoughts. So in today's episode, once again, I'm driving because that's where I do all the thoughts. And there's people not across the right, yeah. Anyway, so I will be very honest. I do this when I'm driving, so it feels longer. But then when I check the recording, it's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Anyway, intrusive thought of the day. I'm on my way home. Just dropped the little one at school, working from home today, and I think this is a thought that's been in my mind for a very long time. Side note, or sidebar, I'm hoping that through having this podcast, even though I don't have any listeners or anything like that, I'm hoping that, this truck is turning. I'm hoping that it will allow me to stop with the overthinking, which, touch wood, so far so good. But yes, basically the intrusive thought of the day is cars. So for all purposes, visual purposes, I drive a Ford Figo, tiny, tiny little baby car for my tiny, tiny life. And I am planning to get a new car in the near future. I'm looking at sort of like an SUV kind of vibes. So just something a little bit bigger, a little bit more, not even grown up, it's just a little bit bigger for my needs, in the sense of I'm constantly going to the beach, going for like runs and walks and things, and you know, and also it's just time to upgrade. So the thought for the day is, are all people with big cars dicks? Because I was driving now and there was a taxi, and then behind the taxi was this big car. I feel like it was a fancy ass BMW. It was big, it was black, it was like a massive, massive car. I just caught a glimpse of it because that car almost went into me. So I was driving towards the car, and the car and the taxi were driving towards me. And I gave somebody space. I said to them, they can go. And as I say that, I edge forward. And the black car comes out from behind the taxi, almost nips the front of my car. But whilst almost nipping the front of my car, also knocks into the taxi. Obviously, he then proceeds to get out of his car and starts flailing his arms, anyway, etc, etc. I was driving, but that is my question. Like, are all, I find personally that I am, and I'll be honest with you, I am intimidated by people with bigger cars. And I don't know if it's because I presume it's because their car is bigger, but I also feel like people with bigger cars just think they have more, they give off that energy they have more like rights on the road. Not even rights, just like, I wouldn't, as a Ford Figo driver, I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to knock another car. You know, whereas a bigger car would be like, ah, fuck you, I'll do what I want because my car's big and I can, you know. So yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. And this taxi behind me is also just doing the worst job it's ever done. So yeah, like I said, I don't know if it's a, is this taxi, what guys, just because it's raining doesn't mean we need to drive like nonsense people. Road rage is real, guys. Road rage is real. But anyway, yeah, so that's my thing. Like, I find when I'm driving on the road and there's a bigger car, the bigger car obviously does take up more space, but I also find that the bigger car would take more chances, whereas I would maybe take the same chance but not as often, or I wouldn't day, if you will, ride a taxi off the road. Do you know what I mean? As a smaller car, I really wouldn't. I mean, I'll be honest with you, when I'm sitting in bumper to bumper traffic, this bloody taxi is just going. When I'm sitting in bumper to bumper traffic and the taxi's trying to get a gap, and I'm like, dude, I've already given your friend a gap and another friend, I'll be giving all the taxis a gap, then I will go head to head with the taxi. I really will. But I find with the bigger cars, they just have so much more ego and just so much more oomph behind them, to the sense of where they don't. It's like they don't care. Like, I don't know if it's like a, I do really think it's a big car thing. I do think it's a big car thing because I don't see any people with smaller cars. And when I say smaller cars, I mean like small Mazdas, so like non-SUV cars, SUV type cars. Not all cars are SUVs, but they're like as an example, the Suzuki Espresso. That's not an SUV, but it's a, like a block car, it's a bedpan car. So like if I had that car, I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like that car, a Ford Figure, Ford Fiesta, Toyota Auris. I'm just trying to like get cars while I'm driving here. A Polo, you know, like sometimes a Polo people can be dicks, but do you know what I mean? Like generally I find that bigger cars, SUV type cars are a lot more, so like a Creta or EcoSport, you know, like those types of cars are the X3, yeah, those types of cars or those types of drivers. And I say I don't want to use the word drivers because I think it's got more to do with the car. Like it's almost like I feel like when you get behind the wheel of a big car, you somehow feel like you've got almost power to be a dick. I mean, you might have been a dick before, but you know, back then no one knew. We all just assumed. Now the big car, we just know you mean one. That's my thoughts. That is my thoughts. I'm glad that I have this outlet to process those thoughts because obviously I need to try and do this more often, but I'm hoping, like I said, that this will help me with to stop overthinking things, where I can just come on here and sort of say it out here. It should help. So yeah, on a different note, if there is anyone listening to this, if ever has made it this far, please do pop onto Instagram and DM me all your intrusive thoughts. I'd like to have a discussion around them. This is a podcast for my intrusive thoughts, but obviously over time I'm hoping the podcast will grow, and I'll be able to bring on a guest or two and we'll be able to talk about intrusive thoughts in general. But also I'd like to delve deeper into your intrusive thoughts and see if it's a thought that I've ever had, or once again, once the audience starts to grow, see if it's a thought if anyone else has ever had. But anyway, I think that this is the longest one. And I know I ramble a lot, so I do appreciate everyone that shows up. And yeah, I'll post this as soon as I get home.